8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Corral Sports Bar and Grill and Brush reminds all parents, children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which may involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy, and these are very dangerous and deadly. Parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs. Talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill, 101 Clayton Street in Brush. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stanback, the American Freedom Network, and though it looks like they're going to get through their $800 billion stimulus bill, it's not really a stimulus bill, it's a massive spending bill on a lot of social problems and helping the states out and Medicare and financing. Oh, one of the things was an icebreaker. They want to build an $88 million icebreaker for the Coast Guard. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to build... What's that going to do for the economy as a whole? What's that going to do about people losing their homes? Well, they know that's the major problem, the foreclosures, all the faulty loans that were allowed. In fact, they were intentionally allowed. They wanted this whole crisis to come about, and they absolutely refused to address that issue. I mean, you've got continued foreclosures, people losing their homes, home prices falling, and... So why are they building an icebreaker for the Coast Guard? And why are they doing so many other things and building roads and not addressing the issue? And ladies and gentlemen, it's because they don't want to address the issue, because it's going to continue and continue and continue. Well, this morning, however, we have a special guest with us, and we're going to go back in time to September 11th, 2001. Because, of course, in many respects, that was a kickoff to so much of what's going on today. That, of course, that incident, that terrible tragedy on September 11th, led us to invade Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden, the wicked Osama bin Laden, who planned what happened that day. But we didn't catch Osama bin Laden, and he's not in Afghanistan. So why are we still fighting there? Does anybody ever ask that question? And then that led on to going into Iraq, and, well, we still have our troops there, and it doesn't look like they're going to come home. Maybe they won't be engaged in battle, but they're going to keep most of the troops there or transfer them to Afghanistan. So why are we really in Central Asia? And it all goes back to what happened on September 11th. Were we told the truth? Well, I guess this morning Richard Gage is the head of an organization known as Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, because Richard is, he's an architect. And, well, I'm going to let him tell you the story of how he got started in this whole incredible odyssey, which has changed his life and allowed him to rally at least 500 architects and engineers into his organization, trying to get the American people to realize that we haven't been told the truth about what happened on September 11th. That led to our troops going overseas, that led to a massive deficit, piled on to other massive deficits that are leading to the destruction of the financial status of our country. But it's so important that we know what really happened on September 11th, because if our government lied to us, if there was an organized, coordinated effort on the part of someone, not the whole government, but the people in positions of power, because we've got a lot of good people in government. We have the most wonderful government in the world. It's almost as if somebody has taken over that government and is using it to pursue an anti-American agenda. So with that as a background, Richard Gage, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan. It's great to be here today.
why don't you kick off this story and tell our listeners how it was that you got involved in this whole issue.
Well, I was on my way to a construction meeting about 2.5 years ago, and I was listening to the radio, and on the radio we have David Ray Griffin, a theologian, actually, speaking about the destruction of the three World Trade Center buildings on 9/11.
You're speaking now of Building 7.
Building 7 being the third high-rise to be hit by an airplane on that day and to fall symmetrically, smoothly.
But the Building 7 wasn't hit by an airline, though. It seemed to come down all by itself, smoothly, just like a controlled demolition.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It certainly was not hit by an airplane, but it came down in a very similar fashion and very different in other respects to the Twin Towers. So Dr. Griffin was talking about these three buildings and how they came down, and I was struck by the gravity of his words. This is new information. I had never considered an alternative explanation for the way these buildings came down. Didn't even know, in fact, about Building 7. Most people don't. It's a 47-story skyscraper. It was not hit by an airplane, as you mentioned, and I incorrectly noted. And yet at 5:20 in the afternoon, this building falls smoothly, symmetrically, into its own footprint in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition that we've all seen on the TV from the old hotels in Las Vegas, for instance. And I'm going, wait a minute, how was this building, how did it come down? Well, August, NIST finally, after 7 years, came out with its final report on the collapse of this building, and they attribute this collapse to fire. And there were about 10 fires in this building, and none of them, by the photo or video evidence, were large at all. And fire doesn't burn in a area in an office building more than 20 minutes, and yet it supposedly was, we're told by NIST that this fire was raging for hours and hours, and on the 12th floor where the initiation of collapse happened. And the area around column 79 in this building was...
If one column failed, why didn't all the others hold up?
That's the thing. These buildings, steel frame buildings, are built with incredible redundancy, over designed by a factor of 3 to 5, and they have moment resisting frames around the outside of this particular building, which means that it's incredibly strong, and yet what happens is it falls like a house of cards from 47 stories into 4 stories, as if these rigid connections just totally gave up the ghost, all of them at once.
Instantaneously. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Mr. Richard Gage. And Richard, of course, is an architect who suddenly, 2.5 years ago, began wondering if maybe what he had been told by the media. Our minds are molded by the media. They create our tastes. They create our ideas. They create our reality. And what most people don't understand is the media is controlled. That was the first thing I learned some 46 years ago, that we were not getting the truth through the regular channels. This is why we need alternative radio, why we need the internet, why we need shortwave, why we need access to the satellites that will tell us the truth, because there's so little of the truth that gets out. And suddenly Richard becomes aware that something's very strange about the fall of Building 7, because this was a steel-reinforced building, and even if a few of the columns were weakened, the building would not collapse symmetrically. All the supports have to give away at exactly the same time for the building to come down in a symmetrical fashion. So how could Osama bin Laden have done that if he was really responsible? Or, well, anyway, you pick up the story there, Richard.
Well, and the 580 architects and engineers that I represent, who have signed our petition demanding a new investigation into this building, and that number is growing, by the way. Every time I speak around the country or in Europe or in Canada, wherever I go, people who, 95% of the people, including architects and engineers, they go, oh, my God, how come I didn't know about this? Of course. I mean, this makes sense. The evidence is overwhelming. Here's another piece of evidence that disturbs them. We have the third worst structural failure in modern history, this building number 7 we're talking about, which is just a football field away from the Twin Towers, hit by debris from the Twin Towers, which presumably started the few random fires throughout the building. We have random damage. And yet the building falls straight down through the path of greatest resistance, 40,000 tons of structural steel we're talking about, at free fall acceleration. In the first 2.5 seconds, it is falling at free fall, meaning the building can't collapse at free fall speed and do any other work. It's converted all of its gravitational potential energy into kinetic energy or motion. So it can't also do, it can't do that and also crush or buckle this 40,000 tons of structural steel. It can't crush the concrete to completely pulverize it, which is what we have going on also. The laws of physics were suspended, apparently, on 9/11. So what happened to that steel? It had to have been removed. And there's evidence that it was removed explosively because We have also in the basement of this building several tons of flowing molten metal. And Leslie Robertson, for instance, the structural engineer of the World Trade Center building, noted that molten steel was flowing as of 21 days after the attack. Structural engineers documented the melting of girders. FEMA themselves documents intergranular melting, sulfidation, oxidation, holes in steel girders like Swiss cheese. The problem is that fires, office fires, are only 1,200-1,400 degrees. That's like how the hottest they get, Fahrenheit. But steel doesn't even begin to melt until 2,700 degrees. So we've got twice the amount of heat energy at the rubble pile that was ever created by the fire. Where did it come from? Well, it turns out that there's also chemical evidence in this molten iron of thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. This is very high-tech thermite, as it turns out, and it becomes explosive because the particles that are from the chips that are left in all of the dust surrounding these three buildings at World Trade Center Ground Zero, we find in these particles unignited chips of thermite, which are composed of extremely small particles of iron oxide, aluminum powder, manganese, fluorine. This is the chemical signature of thermite. But the particle size is extraordinary because they're nanometers. This stuff is very, very small and becomes very explosive as a result. It's only made in the high-tech factories in the Defense Department. So we're not talking about something that's made in a cave in Afghanistan, for instance. This is a smoking gun that points to some sort of an inside operation.
And you say, well, you know, there, you know, if somebody was involved, and certainly somebody would have come forward. Let me tell you that people are threatened, and we've talked to people who were on the USS Liberty back in '67. These were actually, I think, 170 of the 280 people on board were wounded, and many of them were killed. But they were threatened with their lives. They were told they'd be killed if they would be killed if they ever spoke out. And for 20 years, not one member of the crew ever dared speak out because they knew that the people who threatened them, high people in the military, were serious. What do you think would happen to anybody who really was in on the demolition of those buildings if they were to come forward today? I know other people who've talked about it, like Richard and myself, but some of them have really been very effective, like Jimmy Walters. He actually invested $8 million of his own money running full-page ads and advertisements in New York City. I mean, they threatened him. He's living in hiding in Europe because of the threats against his life for daring to try to tell the American people the truth. Michael Rupert, who we interviewed many times, they poisoned him. He's living in hiding in Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. Think of the implications of what we're talking about. Almost 3,000 people died that day. But the key is, of course, if they lied about anything, they lied about everything. And Building 7, and you actually have pictures of that on your website, don't you? Coming down, to control demolition.
Oh, indeed. I encourage your listeners to look at this building on the website. Going down, it is AE911truth.org, standing for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It is uncanny how smoothly and symmetrically this building goes down in just 6.5 seconds. The entire 47-story skyscraper has disappeared into the ground like a plunger.
Well, I think
it is,
the most
scary.
Significant thing to me is watching it is how the center of the building gives in first. And so the roof begins to make sort of a V, not a very steep V, but you can obviously see the center of the building giving way first, and then the whole building coming down. What's the significance of that collapse of the roof in the middle?
Yes, it's a classic sign of a typical controlled demolition, because the purpose is to bring the building straight down into its own footprint, and avoid damage to adjacent buildings. So how do you do that? You have to cut the core columns of the building. There's 24 of them, and they have to be cut within a tenth of a second of each other, and then synchronistically timed floor by floor. Any deviation from that precise pattern, and the building will begin to tip. And this happens in controlled demolition sometimes, even. It's not a perfect science. But this job was literally perfect. The penthouse drops first, and then the whole building follows quite beautifully, actually. Into its own footprint. Now, the scary thing about this is that we have foreknowledge of this building by officials, by the media. In fact, the BBC announced the collapse of the building 20 minutes before it actually happened. I am not kidding you. They apologized for this grievous error, citing the confusing events of the day.
it really is embarrassing when you announce that this building is going to spontaneously collapse, 20 or 30 minutes before it actually comes down. So obviously there was foreknowledge within the media and certain people. Not most people didn't know, but even the man who owned the building has given interviews where he said, yes, we decided to pull the building.
Yes, this is Larry Silverstein, the owner of the building. Many people don't know that the entire World Trade Center complex changed hands from the Port Authority, which is a public agency of New Jersey and New York, over to Larry Silverstein and a group of his real estate partners just 6 weeks prior to 9/11. Did this paperwork complete itself? And he had owned Building 7 already, but now the entire Ground Zero was owned, and the insurance that he took out allowed him to not have to make any payments in the case of a terrorist attack afterwards, and he would get all the money, and he's got $5.6 billion.
Isn't that nice? And that's a pretty quick turnover, just a few weeks or a few months after, and he takes out terrorist insurance. Who was thinking of taking out terrorist insurance before September 11th?
Well,
Mr. Silverstein did.
Terrorist insurance would be wise under the circumstances, actually, because these buildings were targeted before. But this particular brand of terrorist insurance was extremely powerful. He only invested $125 million of his own money, and he turned that into $5.68 billion. So he actually did pretty well.
But, there are actually videos, and I don't know whether you have them on your website, but you can get them on YouTube where you can actually hear him say, and we decided to pull the building.
Oh, yeah. He did. In fact, what the quote, and this is in America, PBS, America Rebuilds. He's being asked about this, and so he talks about this conversation with the fire chief, and he says, well, there's been such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And we gave the order to pull and watched the building come down. And so what does that sound like to normal people? But what he tells us is that, what he meant was to pull the firemen out of the building. But the fact is that the firemen were not in the building fighting the fire. They had never gone in to fight the fire in this building. They were watching it burn, many of them scratching their heads trying to figure out why they weren't putting out the fires, because they were fairly small fires, and there was a lot of smoke on the south side, which was hit by some of the debris from the North Tower when it came down that morning. Speaking of the North Tower, there's plenty of evidence in the North Tower and the South Tower as well for the explosive control demolition. And this is very shocking to a lot of people to hear this, because it's just not, we don't want to think about these. As we were watching those images, most of us were in a state of shock. And I think in the 6 or 7 years since then, it's enabled those of us, architects and engineers and scientists, to begin to rationally evaluate what happened on that day, what we were looking at. I mean, when I saw those buildings come down, I had no frame of reference in which to put what I was looking at in, such as I did for Building 7. Let's talk about that when we
get back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an Chiropractic Plus. They fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And Richard, at this point, I'd like you to get out your website again and tell our listeners what they can get there.
At AE911Truth.org, which stands again for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, you'll find the most disturbing evidence to those of us who are technical building professionals, not conspiracy theorists. in the collapses of the Twin Towers, what we have initially in the first 2 seconds of the North Tower's collapse, for instance, above the point of jet plane impacts, is this 15-story mass, which collapses in on itself, reducing half of its volume in just a couple of seconds, ejecting it outside the building's footprint. These 4 and 20-ton steel girders are ejected about 55 miles an hour or so, and landing 600 feet away from the tower. This is far, far further than any lateral drift would be able to provide. This is like having a giant cannon blowing these things out. It's just the physics of how far out they went indicates their speed ejection from the side. But this 15-story mass reduces, and then in just 3 to 4 seconds, completely, it's gone, such that there's no pile driver, which is what we're told drove the building down to the ground actually almost at free fall speed. In just 10 to 12 seconds, this building has collapsed. And it's not collapsing, actually, because the top portion above the jet plane impacts is gone and expelled laterally. After that, we have the building tearing itself apart at free fall speed. And we have 3 or 4 different video angles that make this abundantly clear, with these explosions tearing down the sides of the buildings, like the fireman described it, wrapping all the way around the building on all 4 sides like a belt, pop, 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 hearing all these explosions. 118 firefighters and other first responders recorded the month following 9/11 in the oral histories that we didn't even know about until August of 2005. 118 of these 500 recordings, many of them hearing flashes of light and sounds of explosions at the onset of the collapses of these buildings. Numerous reports of these flashes of light, which are characteristic of classic controlled demolition.
And I think it's so interesting that what they did is they took all the testimony of all the firemen and they recorded it, and then they suppressed it. Nobody even knew it existed. And then somebody in 2005 released that information. Or how did the information get out? Because it's very obvious that somebody did not want the American people to hear what the firemen had said.
Yeah. It took a lawsuit by the New York Times against the city of New York, who was withholding this information. There's an incredible secrecy around not just these oral histories, but around every aspect of the Twin Towers, including the computer modeling that NIST did. NIST is the National Institute for Standards and Technology. They were tasked with explaining all of this. But in their report, they even acknowledge that they don't explain the structural behavior of the building after the collapse initiation started. Well, wait a minute. You mean you spent 3 years and $20 million and have a report 10,000 pages long, and there's no explanation or analysis of the how this collapse actually happened? No, they go right up to the initiation of collapse and then stop. Well, structural engineers do this every day for a living. They calculate the ability of the building below to resist such a collapse. And in fact, the heaviest part of the building is in the lower section. And as I mentioned, this upper 15-story pile driver has completely gone, so there's nothing pushing the rest of the building down. That's why they stopped the analysis. They can't possibly explain how this happened or how 90,000 tons of concrete are missing in the pile below. There's 110 floors, each an acre in size, in each of these buildings, and there's not one of these floors found at the bottom of either tower. Everything has been pulverized.
And what people don't understand is that if this had simply been a collapse, I mean, the bodies of the people, the furniture, everything would have been simply squashed. But 1,100 bodies have never been found. What happened to the bodies? Obviously, they were vaporized or pulverized like the cement. And if you crush cement, it doesn't pulverize, at least not in this manner. You'd get big chunks of cement, but there weren't any big chunks of cement. It was just all in dust. And and people do not understand that there's been an organized effort to suppress the truth. We had the 9/11 Commission that was held the meetings. They took 1,200 testimonies, and they only used 100 of them for public. All the rest were in secret, and they were sealed for 50 years. Why would you seal the testimony of 1,100 people who were there, who saw what happened? Why would you seal that for 50 years and get less? You were trying to conceal what really happened from the American people. Because think of the implications. If the American people ever really realized that those people were killed, this is an open murder investigation, and we need to find out who was responsible. Because there was no way Osama bin Laden got into those buildings and planted explosives and brought them down symmetrically. And if you watch the pictures of it coming down, you can see the top floors sort of disappearing before the bottom of it, the building goes. That's the most amazing thing, Richard.
Yeah, it's scary. It just implodes, telescopes in on itself, and after that, all you see is this incredible mushroom cloud developing. In fact, right away in the first couple of seconds before the gravitational potential of this building even builds up, there's these clouds, like the fireman described, all the way around the building, two or three of them in this 15-story section. It is just too scary to watch when you really slow it down, zoom in, and look at it. And underneath this canopy of destruction, you see these other explosions going off 20, 40, and 60 stories down below. And they're geometrically placed between the corners of the buildings almost perfectly. Such that they're obviously not some random puff of air being produced by this pile driver, which doesn't exist, but that's what NIST tells us, pushing the air down through the elevator shafts.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Standback here, our guest Richard Gage, and you know, it's well worthwhile just going back and looking at the pictures of those buildings coming down, especially certainly the Building 7, which is my favorite, because you see the center of the building collapsing first, and then the base seems to go. But certainly, one of the Twin Towers, I've forgotten which one it is, but you see all the floors of the top sort of look like they're imploding on itself. And then, of course, the building falls down, but it's the most amazing thing. So, I mean, and certainly, if you go to Richard's website, you can watch these pictures of the buildings falling. Do you have any of them in slow motion?
Yeah. In fact, you can stop and start the video and really see what's going on. It's amazing. What's disturbed me also, though, is the destruction of evidence. You talked about the suppression of evidence, Stan. The destruction of this evidence by FEMA. Right away, we're talking 800 truckloads a day of steel that should have been saved and kept and categorized and laid out so that the three worst structural failures in modern history could be properly analyzed by fire protection engineers and structural engineers. FEMA ordered the shipping of this steel out of the country for recycling before the report came out, which they were in control of. The report came out in May of 2002. And what was the results of this report? Their best hypothesis about how Building 7 came down, which is fire, has only a low probability of occurrence. In other words, fire doesn't bring buildings straight down into their own footprints at free fall speed. In fact, fires never brought any steel frame skyscraper down at all, even though there's been 100 examples, some very much hotter, longer lasting, and larger fires. But by the time this report came out in May of 2002, all the steel, except two pieces, I think, from Building 7, had been 40,000 tons of it had been shipped for recycling. It's a crime. In fact, Fire Protection Engineering magazine, the vehicle used by all fire protection engineers to communicate with each other for over 125 years, Bill Manning, its editor, stated that the destruction and removal of evidence must stop immediately. We need a thorough blue ribbon commission to analyze what's going on, and that they didn't think that in the case of the Twin Towers, that jet planes and fuel were enough to bring the towers down.
So somebody's responsible for the murder of almost 3,000 Americans. Somebody is responsible for their murder. And, of course, who is it? Who has suppressed the evidence? But people at the highest levels of government who use the incidents to plunge us into a war that has cost us the better part of $1 trillion. And, of course, this will also serve to destroy the financial structure of our nation. And think of all the people who've died over there in Iraq needlessly, and the people who've died in Afghanistan needlessly. And, ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not doing anything, you are part of the problem. And Richards actually has given a tremendous amount of his time and effort to get this information out. So, Richard, do you think that people are waking up and beginning to question that maybe we have been lied to about this?
I think they are. I've given this presentation about 90 times throughout this country in the last 2.5 years, and in Europe and Canada, and we're getting more positive responses. The response has been overwhelming from the beginning once you get people to a presentation. they can't. People who are open-minded, which are over 95% of the people who come to our presentations, agree with us. Yeah, you're right. My God, where have I been? Why didn't I know about this? This is a big story. You got to tell the media about this. Well, we've been screaming it. Millions of people in the 9/11 Truth Movement to the media, and it has been to the greatest extent completely ignored by them. There is some sort of black hole in the media relative to this particular issue. They will not pick it up at all, and several issues actually fall into that category. In fact, the research group Project Censored posts a list of 25 of the most censored stories in American, throughout the world. And 9/11 is always one of those stories.
And I think it's really so vitally important. Now, what is the title of your video? Because we actually carry it. What's the title?
Yes, it's 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, the Architecture of Destruction.
Blueprint for Truth. We think it's important. You can get that from Richard, or you can get that from us. But the important thing is get it, watch it. It's very well done, and you'll see the pictures there. There's no question what really happened. The only question is, are there enough Americans who care? I mean, we're so worried about Barry Bond and whether or not he took steroids. But, of course, what you haven't been told, they've recently told us that, you know, oh, my goodness, all the blood tests and urine tests, show that he was taking steroids back in 2003. Well, if they had the information, why didn't they bring it up? Because his name aren't on the test. His name isn't on the test. You've heard about all the positive tests, but the judge is throwing the evidence out because there's nobody's name on them. The government just wants you to believe what they say. They're Barry Bonds tests. Well, how do you know? Well, we know, but his name isn't on them. Well, that doesn't matter. Trust us, because we're from the government. We wouldn't lie to you. So we focus on Barry Bond, and the murder of 3,000 Americans is still unsolved to this day. Richard, what can people do?
Very important question, because everybody can do something about this. I mean, what you don't want to do is just sit around and wait for somebody else, architects and engineers, to do the work for you. This is a grassroots movement. It takes every patriot, every citizen of the United States to speak to everybody else you know about it. Send the AE911truth.org link to everybody you know and every architect and engineer that you can find by email or mail it to them. Get the DVD, pass it around. It's extremely important.
Amen. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Richard, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our guest this morning, and I hope you'll never forget them. They intended to kill a lot more. They would have killed another almost 2,700 in the South Tower. They've kept broadcasting over the loudspeaker system to the people in the South Tower. Stay at your seats. Don't leave. Stay at your seats. Don't leave. Stay at your seats. There's nothing to worry about. Just because the Northern Tower has come down, nothing to worry about. And the man who worked at Merrill Lynch ran up and down the aisles there, screaming in a megaphone, don't listen to the people. I know, get out of this building. We're under attack. And he got 2,700 people out of that building. They intended them for them to die. They wanted them to die. And you remember immediately after the attack, they kept saying there were 6,000 people who were dead. 6,000 people were dead. And then, well, maybe it was only 5,000 and then 4,000. And it turned out about 2,700. Ladies and gentlemen, they intend for them to die, too. We're dealing with organized evil. We've killed hundreds of thousands of people in Iraq because, oh, shucks, we made a mistake. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Oh, shucks, and the mission accomplished here. We land on the carrier, and it's all showbiz. Understand that they control us, and now they're destroying our economy, exactly the same people. And they're going to impoverish this country. They're going to involve us in other wars. You have to be involved, and you can be involved. I'm just an average guy. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, but I spend 5 hours a day behind a microphone and 11 or 12 hours a day doing the research, and my wife works with me and my son, and you can help. If you can help us, fine. If not, get the information. Now, we have at least 5 excellent videos on this subject. You can get all of them at a special reduced price. Just call and ask for the 9/11 video special. You certainly need to get the book we have on how they killed General Patton. Target Patton is the title. And then you need to get the 4-tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King and the book that goes with that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they killed Martin Luther King. There was a trial, and the jury came to the conclusion the government was 70% responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King. The rest was the mafia, of course, who were employed by the CIA. These things are not imaginary. This is not television. This is not a horror story, you know, that's contrived. This is real life. And all those people died in the Twin Towers, and they died unnecessarily. I mean, we've got 4 tapes set with people who are there, 911 and 911 update, 4 tape sets. We've got an excellent, we've got the videos on this. We've got the books, The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson, and there are other books there if you want to get them and read them. But I think sometimes the video is the best because a visual picture is so important. That's why they took over the video networks a long time ago. And they're all controlled by about 5 major corporations, and they control what the American people are allowed to hear and read and see. So understand what's going on, get involved, or your children will curse you because you did not care enough to preserve the freedom that you inherited and that I have lived under. But, of course, they intend to take this out. Their goal is a one-world totalitarian state under the ruling elite. And if you haven't, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret because there is a forbidden secret there. It has been passed down for 5,000 years. Our talk on the planned police state, yes, ladies and gentlemen, everything is in place for monitoring you. You need to hear about and read about Project Echelon. You need to understand that they're monitoring everything you say, everything you write. Pray for America. Pray for revival. My number, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish